Defense rests in Kyle Rittenhouse trial. By Paul Bois on November 11, 2021. The defense in the murder trial of 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse has rested its case, bringing this year-long saga one step closer to a finale. Closing arguments will reportedly be presented Monday, according to the Associated Press, AP, after which the jury will deliberate to decide whether or not then 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense when he shot and killed two people during the 2020 riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. While the prosecution presented testimony for a total of 5 days, the defense called witnesses for just 2.5 days in a trial that has thus far spanned 9 days. After both parties present closing arguments to the jury, names will be drawn to decide which 12 members of the jury panel will deliberate and which ones will be dismissed as alternates, noted the AP. On August 25, 2020, then 17-year-old Rittenhouse traveled up from Antioch, Illinois, to Kenosha, Wisconsin, during the riots over the police shooting of Jacob Blake, hoping to aid a local business owner in defending his car dealership that had suffered $1.5 million in damages. As the night unfolded, Rittenhouse, armed with an AR-15, was allegedly attacked by rioters, during which time he fatally shot two people and wounded one. Several witnesses have testified that Rittenhouse fired his gun only after being pursued, with one prosecution witness admitting that Rittenhouse shot him only after he had pointed a gun at the minor. Legal experts, both right and left, have offered a variety of hot takes throughout the trial, most of which predict the jury will acquit Rittenhouse on the basis of self-defense. The good news for Kyle Rittenhouse is that he is not on trial for being an idiot. He's on trial for homicide, and in that respect, I mostly agree with Joey that this is a tough case for the prosecution because it does seem like he has a plausible case of self-defense, left-wing CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin said on Wednesday. Regardless of the outcome, far-left activists have already labeled Rittenhouse a murderous racist who intentionally went to Kenosha to kill Black Lives Matter activists.